Hello, everybody. Or should I say good morning, everybody, since it is 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast here. I was just playing some games, and I just wanted to rant on one little topic here, which you already know by looking at the title. I'm talking about demos that are exclusive to Xbox Live Gold members and how fucked up and stupid that is. I want to download the Forza, however you say it, Horizon demo, because I want to try it. I potentially wish to purchase this game, because I love arcade racers. I fucking love arcade racers. They're one of my favorite types of games to play. Non-realistic driving controls, all fun and games, and awesome. And so I tried to download the game today. I'm like, I can't download this. That's weird. Xbox is fucking, my Xbox dashboard is fucking up. Okay, Matt, aka I Am Radio X, tells me, no, here's the link. He sends me the direct link to Microsoft's website. I don't know, something's wrong. So I go to the website and I want to download the demo. And then I'm greeted with this beautiful little shitty simple on black and white splash screen telling me, sorry, this offer is only available to Xbox Live Gold members. Now, I got rid of my Xbox, I let my Xbox Live Gold membership expire, because I'll be honest with you, I cannot justify $60 a year when I only play online tops maybe less than a dozen times a year. I cannot justify that cost. I have no ability to justify that cost for me to keep my Xbox Live Gold subscription. If I want to play online, I'm just going to have to go ahead and get the games on PS3. But I refuse to pay a full price for Xbox Live Gold. So until it becomes on sale again for like $30 or $40 or something like that, yeah, then I'll get it. And even at that rate, I'm still scratching my head as well as my chin thinking, am I really going to buy this? You know, because I don't play online that much. I really don't play online that much. I mean, maybe when Sonic All-Stars Racing comes out, maybe I'll play online. But really, in all honesty, I don't play online a lot. I don't play death matches. I don't play any of that shit. So I don't see why I need to justify the cost. But the fact that you are, as a company, withholding a demo from your customers, paying customers, customers who may play this demo and potentially buy the fucking game, and you alienate those customers by slapping this offer is only valid, you know, is only available to Xbox Live Gold members. That's a slap to the face of the consumer. I said, what are you saying? Oh, you're not good enough to try this fucking game? You're not paying this company enough money to try this game? Because you're not a gold member? Because you didn't blow $60 for a fucking membership where I get called a faggot and various other fucking obscenities and ethnic slangs that I don't want to repeat on here? I'm supposed to pay $60 for that. And on top of that, so I can get the fucking demo. That's why. Now, I don't know why Microsoft would do this. I don't understand why they would do this. First of all, the Forza or Forza, however the fuck you say it. Can somebody who's Italian tell me how to pronounce that? This game is already exclusive to Microsoft. Will always be exclusive to Microsoft unless it pulls a Halo. And this game isn't going to come out for any other fucking console. It's never going to come out for PS3. It's never going to come out for the 3DS. And it's never going to come out for the Wii U. So what is the point of making a demo that is exclusive to gold members, quote unquote, you know, and essentially tell customers who are silver members of Xbox Live to go fuck themselves? I'm not sure how long this is. I don't know if this is a 1 week exclusive, a 1 month exclusive. I have no fucking idea. But what I do know is I cannot play the demo right now because I'm greeted with this fucking splash screen. And I find it insulting. I find it revolting almost that I have to go through this. And it makes me not want to buy the game anymore. It's like, you know what? Fine. You don't want to let me try it out so I can make a decision if I want to pre-order it or not, or if I want to purchase it or not. But instead, you want to hinder that decision of mine, sabotage my decision to buy this game for your console by slapping me in the face and telling me that I'm not a member of some fucking elitist club you got going there. when I don't use the feature, and I don't need the feature, and I don't want the feature. And for that, you're penalizing me from downloading demos. And I find that extremely revolting. Because you are alienating your customers. You cannot do that. You can't just say, oh, we love all our customers, but we love our customers who pay us that $60 a year just a little bit more. You know what I mean? And I can't stand this. I can't stand this insult. And the more and more I see shit like this, I think to myself, wow, what the fuck is the next generation of gaming going to offer me? It's not going to be any better. It's just going to get worse. With exclusivity agreements and all this other shit. I mean, I'm getting really sick of it. I'm getting really, really, really sick of this shit. And this is just another reason why I'm not going to buy an Xbox 720. I already believe that Kinect's going to be integrated into it. It's going to force me to position the console in a way so the Kinect sensor can see me. You know, and I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. And Microsoft is going to lose me on that. I don't want motion controls in my fucking house. In my house, the video games are played on the edge of your bed, or on the fucking couch, or in some sort of recliner, and you fucking sit there with your feet up, and you play the fucking games. Okay? My games are not played by me waving my fucking arms in the air like some sort of drugged out, tweaked out crackhead, or waving around this plastic dildo around with another dildo attached to it through a cable that goes in your ass. And that you just flail around like a fucking moron. I don't like that shit. I don't want to hold a glowing fucking dildo in one hand that's black. And in the other hand, hold a butt plug that's glowing. I don't know if the other half glows. I'm not even sure about that. I don't think it does. A companion controller doesn't glow. But I'm not that kind of person. I don't want motion controls in my future games. Anyways, I'm rambling off topic here. That's another rant I got going. But, like, making... like alienating potential customers from buying your game because they're not Xbox Live Gold members has got to be the stupidest thing ever. Because right now, I don't want to buy this fucking game anymore. Because I don't want to give Microsoft my money. I don't want to give Microsoft my fucking money because of this. It's like, you don't deserve it. You alienate me out of your fucking demo for God knows. I don't care how long it is for. I don't care if it's a 48-hour exclusive. I don't give a shit. I think I should have access to this fucking demo right now so I can make a decision whether or not I want to buy the fucking game. And Microsoft is not letting me fucking do that right now. And that has me wanting to throw up. I literally want to throw up right now because of this. You're probably thinking to yourself, man, you're really hopped up over this. Well, this is what I'm like when I'm sober, okay? When I don't have THC in my system, this is what I sound like. There's a reason why I do that shit. Anyways, I've been ranting on this for almost 10 minutes here, and I think that's more than enough because there's other things that I want to talk about in separate audio boos. Yeah, that's about it, man. Sorry, Microsoft, you lost yourself a customer on this game. I was going to try out Forza Horizon and potentially purchase it, but because you were doing this to me, I'm boycotting this fucking game, and I'm boycotting your stupid Xbox Live Gold service. I don't need it. I don't play online that much. I can't justify the fucking cost. And because I can't justify the cost, heck, some people can't afford it. So, therefore, you are alienating them. What are you thinking? Oh, well, they're broke-ass motherfuckers anyway. They're not going to give us the money for the game anyways. They're probably just going to pirate it. Is that what you're telling me? Like, fuck, man. Seriously. I can't get over this. I'm insulted by this. I still have the screen up here. And I am insulted. So you know what? I'm going to end this audio book with a very classic CBG line. Microsoft, go fuck yourself. Good night.